China's State Council has approved a plan proposed by the Ministry of Commerce to deepen pilot projects for the innovative development of the service trade. The plan contains 8 major tasks, including a further expanding of the service sector. Xian Guoyi, the director of the Service Trade Department of the Commerce Ministry, says there's still a lot of room for improvement in China's service trade sector.
从中国看呢，随着我们参与和推动经济全球化进程的不断加快。
From China's perspective, as the country is taking part in and promoting economic globalization at the fast pace, service trade has played an increasingly important role in China's foreign trade, as well as its status in the global value chain. China's service trade ranks second in the world in scale. However, in general, China's service trade began relatively late, meaning its foundation wasn't very solid. We just didn't have enough experience, quality and structure, meaning China's service trade is still being upgraded.
The official says that in order to strengthen the service sector, new approaches to open up several service areas will be introduced.
比如金融方面，那么就提出了就是允许外商独资银行
wholly foreign funded banks, Chinese foreign joint venture banks and branches of foreign banks are allowed to apply for Chinese yuan business operations while applying for business startups.This is a very significant breakthrough compared with the existing policy. Another example is to lift the foreign share ownership limits on setting up market-oriented offshore call centers. New approaches will also be taken in 6 areas such as visa convenience, cross-border self-driving tour, and engineering consulting services and legal services.
Xian Guoyi says the pilot programs will eventually make China's open economy more competitive.
Through efforts from all relevant parties, the pilot programs will become a new platform for the innovative development of China's service trade sector, promote China's own service sector to the world, and bring more advantages to China's economy.
The pilot projects will be carried out in 13 cities and provincial regions, as well as 4 national level areas, including the Xiong'anyu area outside Beijing.The trials will run from July the 1st this year to June the 30th, 2020. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.